the MTV Awards or the VMAs the other day, and you did the thing with Alicia Keys, Empire State Human, which is the most brilliant song. Oh my God, I loved it when you performed it, and then I've just had it on repeat here. It's such a good song. So you must be feeling great.
I feel fantastic. You know, I just have my 11th number one album, which is
ridiculous,
which beats Elvis. So I'm feeling like the king of pop.
I'd say my mum is the biggest Elvis fan, and when that was announced in the Showbiz News just now, she was shaking her head. She was like, "No, Elvis all the way."
No wonder she looked at me tough when I came in. She's like, "Mm-hmm."
She might have words with you when you leave.
I'm not eating the cookies.
Talking of the VMAs and all the whole Kanye West thing that's blown up, is it true that you had words with him? Obviously, you worked together so much, and he's a friend of yours. Did you give him advice?
Yeah, of course. We did Jay Leno, I believe, the next night. And he's like my little brother, you know. I pretty much introduced him, like, the first Blueprint, actually. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's an award show, you know, really.
So what happened?
He's just a super passionate person, you know. And of course, it was rude because it was her moment, but that's the way he really felt. I mean, it's really an award show, and I think it's a bit blown out. I mean, of course, it was
rude. But you don't get up on stage when... I mean, that's a big thing to get out of your seat, walk up, get there on stage, isn't it? Right, I mean, you've got to feel...
I think I said that to him as well. I think it was rude, but I don't think, you know, the way they're treating it is like on the cover of every paper. He didn't kill anybody. Like, you know, no one got harmed in the... It was pretty rude.
It's just a dumb thing to do, really, I guess. Yeah. So what was your advice?
I think he's passionate that he has to watch his passion, because he's passionate. At the end of the day, we're going to celebrate him for his passion more than vilify him, because his passion is what the same thing that causes him to make Graduation and all these great records is the thing that causes him to step out of line sometimes. So as he grows and matures, he has to learn how to put those things, you know, has to learn how to balance that, you know, and he'll learn that, you know, he'll learn that in the years to come. But again, his passion is the same thing that made Graduation. That passion that you saw right there, that wasn't fake. It wasn't staged. It was how he really felt. And it just was inappropriate. It was inappropriate at the time. It wasn't fair
to Taylor.
It wasn't fair to her at all. But, you know.
He's apologized, and I guess he's just got to kind of lie low.
Yeah, let's move on. I don't think he should lay low. I think he should go on tour and have a brilliant career. I don't, you know, it's an award show. It's not... You know, he's a war.
I've interviewed him, and he was a really smart man. I was so impressed with the way he spoke.
Very intelligent. And the thing you have to realize about it is he's been that passionate from his first record. He used to jump on tables. I'm trying to make the first Blueprint. He's jumping on the table rapping. I'm like, yo, this is not the time for that. This is not now.
Get off the table.
Yeah. But that was just him. And so if he had changed because of his success, then it would be something else. Then it would be a different thing. But he's always been that passionate.
Okay. Do you want to play a track now, or should I play a song? It's up to you. Your call. Are you ready to go?
Ready.
Look at your hand. Okay.
And it's a great segue because Kanye West produced this song. This was on the Black album, and it's a song called Encore. We're going to play it right here in your, what do you call this thing?
It's the den, actually.
The den.
Or my lounge. I guess we should call it the lounge for today.
Well, it's the size of a living room.
Okay, so in my living room now, this is Jay-Z doing Encore. Unreal.
I'm just going to start anywhere because we don't have any measures. And you guys just started out. Encore. Jigga Man, you hurt. Joe Wiley.